Paul Collins' work in GOP politics has carried him from his hometown of Warner to the State House, the White House, and the halls of Congress, and almost always at the side of Sununu. It started in the 1980s when John H. Sununu was governor. Collins was a staffer who then followed Sununu to the White House to work for George H.W. Bush. Starting in the 1990s, when John E. Sununu was elected to Congress and then the U.S. Senate, Collins was there, too. Throughout, the 59-year-old has earned a reputation as detail-oriented and a person of pronounced habit.
You know, I think he ate a tuna sandwich on rye almost every single day when I worked with him.
That's Neil Levesque, who directs St. Anselm College's Institute of Politics and who crossed paths with Collins in Republican politics for decades.
It's just because he's very methodical about the things that he does and does them right.
For Collins, doing it right means avoiding the limelight, including the media. Good luck finding a photo of Collins or a quote attributed to him in any newspaper. And Collins took a pass on participating in this story. And while he's managed local campaigns in races ranging from the New Hampshire Senate to U.S. President, Collins' political identity is defined by his service to the Sununu family. Political consultant Dave Carney is a longtime friend of Collins's and a guy who's also worn multiple political hats for the Sununus.
You know, I think people like Paul. I mean, they think that's kind of weird. You've been doing this for 30 years. You know, what are you, some, you know, serf, you know, a renter in the manor house? No, it's just that he has a value that very few political people have. And he has knowledge that is just irreplaceable.
But knowledge, be it knowing which political activists to trust or which levers to pull to help a constituent, is only part of it. There's also the sense, shared by people who've worked under Collins and those who have employed him, that Paul Collins is at once competent and devoid of ego. Ovid Lamontagne hired Collins to run his 2012 race for governor.
Paul Collins is not about advancing his own interests. He's there to serve. And Paul doesn't ask anybody to do something he wouldn't do himself. So he would be out, he'd be cleaning the office, he'd be walking in parades with us, he'd be working the phones, he'd be doing everything that he would expect the supporters, volunteer staff people to do.
Paul Collins' role for Governor Sununu is to look beyond the day-to-day and help execute a larger strategy. Collins' compensation reflects that. Besides a $106,000 a year state salary, the highest of any Sununu staffer, he's also collected another $150,000 since 2016, working on the governor's political campaigns and inaugural committee. And true to Collins' reputation for detail, the cover sheets for those finance reports were handwritten in Collins' own precise script, all of which speaks to the trust the Sununu family put in his hands. And as then-Governor-elect Sununu indicated back in 2016, Paul Collins has been there for him for a very long time, even when he was just a governor's son in crisis over a broken chocolate statue on the eve of the state's Easter egg hunt.
I took money out of the allowance, and I think Paul or someone on the staff went out and had a new one by the next day, and all was good.
And good for the Sununus has always been good for Paul Collins. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.